Hello, my name is Grace Curry, and I'm here with my grandparents.
Jim Elliott.
And Penny Elliott, a.k.a. Nana and Granddad.
We are in my living room. Today is December 2nd, 2017, and we are in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. So, my first question is, where did you guys grow up, and what was it like?
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, in the area where the art museum is located. It was lots of fun. I lived in a home with my aunts and uncles and my nanny, mom and dad, of course. I have seven. I'm the oldest of seven. And we had five girls and two boys. My dad was a fireman, Philadelphia fireman. And my mom was stayed home for a while till she went out to work. She took care of all of us and her sisters and brothers. And my dad was great. He used to take us out to the park all the time, especially with the neighborhood kids. So when Mr. Carmichael was going to the park, everybody in the neighborhood went with him. So we had lots of fun. I had a lot of good memories. I pretended that the art museum was my palace. I was a princess. lots of fun. I don't want to take too much time, so let Granddad talk too.
No, you have plenty of time. Yeah,
Granddad. Oh, hi. I also grew up in Philadelphia in the Olney section. I lived up in Northern Olney, up where Cardinal Dougherty High School is, and I was born on a street called Rosemar Street. In World War II, my father was in the service, 1943, and I was baptized at St. Helena's at 5th and Godfrey, and I'm the oldest of four boys. After the war, my father came home, and they bought a house, a row house, on 216 Rubicon Street. That was near Olney High School. And I had three younger brothers. We all went to school at a church called Incarnation, which was at 5th and Lindley. And I managed to be in trouble most of my life. When I got, my father also went to Incarnation as a child. And he lived at 216 Duncannon, which was one street over from where we live. And when I got to Incarnation in kindergarten, the nun said to me, "Are you the Jimmy Elliott's son?" So I had a reputation that preceded me, and I lived up to it.
So tell me the story of how you guys met.
Well, we both worked at the Reading Railroad at 12th and Market. And this was late 1962, and I was in another job, and I bid on a job in the freight claim department. And so my first day of work, I went in, and the manager asked this redheaded secretary to introduce me to the office staff. So this young lady took me around and introduced me to everyone in the office. There were probably around 15 or 20 people. And then when she was done, she turned around and said, "There, you know everybody." And I said, "All but one." And she said, "Who?" I said, "You." And she said, "Oh, I'm Penny." And just as she said that, I knew I was going to marry this girl. So our first date, we were 19, was on Thanksgiving, 1962. We went out a couple times. Then she stood me up a couple times. And then we got back together again.
I'm glad you did.
Oh, and we got engaged. Where do you think?
The art museum.
Yes, behind the art museum at the Azalea Garden. And I was totally surprised. So that was good. And we also had our wedding pictures taken there, too.
Oh.
Yes, in May. So
May 14th, right?
That's right. Thank you. Good memory, Gracie.
1966.
Cool. So how did you guys manage to have five kids?
Well, that's a secret. I'm not telling you.
But we had lots of fun.
The stork delivered them all. We were surprised.
Well, we guys were with lots of love and lots of fun. And I guess Granddad would have an answer for that one, too.
Well, we did have a daughter, your mother, and four sons. So there was Jennifer, James, Jonathan, Justin. And that's where we thought we would stop. So after Justin was born, we thought that was our baby. Then we gave away all the furniture, et cetera. And then one day I got home from work, and your mother, your grandmother, your Nana, said, "I think I'm pregnant." And I said, "Oops." So, number five, Oops, was born, also known as Jordan. And I still have the crib and all of his stuff because I wasn't going to give it away again.
Just in case. It's okay. So what was my mom like growing up?
Oh, she was the love of my life. We had fun. I liked dressing her up and taking her for walks and fixing her hair. And she was a good little girl. She was happy all the time, and she loved to dance. She even danced to the Star Spangled Banner. Or God Bless America. Either one of them. I don't know which one. So, yeah, she loved to dance.
And me, well, your mother would not go to sleep. Ever. She would go up, and I would sing to her and rock her, and I think she'd be asleep, and I'd put her down, and she got out of the crib and screamed, and I'd back, "Here it is, 9, 10 o'clock at night," and I couldn't get her to sleep. So finally, the next-door neighbor said, "Just close the door," and so we did. And I'd go up later, and she'd be out of the crib, looking under the door, waiting for us to come up, and then I'd put her to bed. But I never would have had more than two children if you're oldest uncle had been anything like your mother. That was it.
And he was very quiet and cooperative and took naps, and I thought there was something wrong because he was taking a nap, because she never napped.
And he did what he was told.
So do you have any favorite stories about my mom or uncles when they were younger?
I just told you one of my favorites.
Oh, well. I can't think of any right now. I mean, nothing specific comes to my mind. I'm like a blank right now.
So how did you feel when you were going to be parents or grandparents?
Oh, I was totally, totally, totally ecstatic that I could have a child, that I did have a child, and a beautiful child. And, of course, I loved her with all my heart. And then when I found out I was going to have other baby, your Uncle Jimmy, I was like, "Oh my God, how can I love somebody as much as I love Jennifer?" And all of a sudden, when he was born, I loved him. I said, I didn't know I had so much love in me. So you can imagine, after Uncle Jimmy and your dad, I just loved and loved. And then having grandchildren is like beyond having children, because it's an extra special gift from God, I think. And you just can't describe it. There's no adjective in any book that would describe how you feel about grandchildren.
Yeah, we always tell people, you're not going to know how much you love your grandchild till they get here, because you can't explain it.
And we still can't explain it after 10. Except we're full of love, that's for sure. And pride. Enjoy.
So where were our ancestors born?
Well, let's see. My grandfather, your great-grandfather, he was born in Pennsylvania. And his wife was born in Palmyra, New Jersey. Her name was Nettie Jeanette Leroux, and they used to call her Nettie. And she got married to my grandfather when she was 16 and he was 19. And my father your great-grandfather was born in Palmyra, and Nana's mom and dad and grandparents.
They were born in Philadelphia, and their mother and father were born in Philadelphia, and they come from Ireland. Their parents, their great-parents, great-grandparents, and so forth, they come from Ireland. And so I'm a combination of Scotch, Irish, and English. My one grandmother, my father's mother, had English in, ancestry in her. So that's about all I know. I'm a little mongrel, I guess.
And I forgot my mother. You shouldn't leave her out. Dear God. Dear Mom, forgive me. But anyway, she was born in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. And her mother was Irish. And her father, Francis Carolyn, was born in County Tyrone in Ireland back around 1876. And he came over to this country when he was 19. And they had 8 children, 3 boys and 5 girls. So we have a little Irish in us, Scots Irish. The name Elliot is Scots. A border, yeah. Border clan, a Scottish clan, and my grandmother was French, so my father was half French, I'm a quarter French, you're a 16th French, nothing like that. That goes down.
Very cool. So, what's the most important lesson you've learned in life, do you think, so far?
Well, I would say I start with this. I learned how to accept and receive help from other people instead of thinking that I have to do everything on my own. When your Uncle John was born, he was sick, and there were neighbors that wanted to help, and I didn't know how to accept that. So I thank God I did learn how to, you know, because it taught me how to give, you know. And another thing I learned was how to really pray better and pray, talk to God, not just pray, but talk to Him and listen to Him. And I do have signs from Him sometimes. If I see a cardinal,
or butterflies.
Or butterfly, or whatever. There's a special meeting in our family about butterflies. And
what is the special meeting?
Well, when my father passed away, it was in the weekend of Father's Day, and my mom had been out in Chicago staying with my sister Dorothy and her children. And so the next day after he was laid to rest, I looked out the kitchen window. There's a bush underneath my kitchen window, and I saw a beautiful black and blue butterfly.
It's okay.
And what came to my mind was, Daddy, my father, you know, he sent a butterfly saying he was okay. That's what I took, a sign from God, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then a couple years later, my mom passed away, and we were on our way up to the cemetery, which was where we had to go through the Eastover Drive. Now they call it Kelly Drive, I think. But we went up and along the park where some rocks were, there was a whole contingent of little yellow butterflies. Oh. And when we got to the cemetery, I didn't see it, my aunt saw it. She said, "There's Penny, did you see the butterflies?" I said, "No." So then when I got home, the next day when I got, after my mother passed, there was a blue butterfly at the same bush. And I swear it was the same one, because it wasn't like brand new. It looked like they were kind of, wings were tattered a little bit.
Oh.
And I said, I was like, Daddy came, was watching, and he said, she's okay now. So, anyway.
It's okay. Well, thank you guys for doing this with me.
Oh,
it was our pleasure. I hope you got some laughs out of it.
I did.
Anything for you and our grandchildren. We're such a lovely, giving person that, you know, we're so proud of you and happy for you.
Thank you.
And you always be happy.
I'll try.
Just remember, have faith.
Yeah.
That helps get through everything.
Yeah.
The day we got married, I always remember my godmother's husband, Jack, in the receiving line. When I leaned over, the only thing I remember from my wedding day that anybody said to me is, he leaned over in my ear and he said, Jim, he said, just remember, there's a lot of thorns in with the roses. So here we are 51 years later, still together, and there have been a lot of thorns and with the roses. But God bless you all.
What's that song that Father sang at church today?
Oh, Father said, he was talking about love and everything, and he started to sing a song that turned out to be the song we danced at our wedding. And it's called The Theme of Mondo Cani. But it goes like, more than the greatest love the world has known.
I know that
this
song.
This is the love I'll give to you alone. That's enough.
It's okay.
All right. God bless.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's
the
it.
End.
The end.
End.
That's what my brother used to say. The end.
Is that enough, Casey?
Yes.